Yes, please. Passage number one by Rabbi Shmuel David Lutzato. It's the son of Ramchal. The success of our nation depends only on the love of one for the other, and our connection and one knot, as members of one family. Again, the success of our nation depends only on the love of one for the other, and our connection and one knot, as members of one family. Passage number 2 from Pri Haaretz, letter 33. All Israel are responsible for the other, meaning that their lights and livelihood are mingled with each other. And because of this, we actually stand and are given the commandment, love your friend as yourself. Again. All of Israel are responsible for each other, meaning that their lights and livelihood are mingled with each other. And because of that, we actually stand and are given the commandment, love your friend as yourself.
Yes.
Passage number 3 by the Ashla Akadosh, the Holy Ashla. Come and let me show you that love of friends is interwoven with love of the Creator, since the measure of the force of love of friends is in honor of the love of the Creator, namely that one must remember that it was created in the image and likeness of the upper, and the part of the soul within him is part of the Creator above. For this reason we are called the Assembly of Israel, since we are all joined together and united in the secret of his unity.
From overseas, so let's continue.
Passage number 4 from the book Maor Vashemesh, Light and Sun. The main purpose of the assembly is for all to be united as one, and that all their requests will be directed towards one goal, to reveal the Creator. In each ten dwells the Shekhinah. And certainly, when there are more than 10, there surely is a greater revelation of the Shekhinah divinity, and each and every one joins himself to his friend. Passage number 5 from Maor Vashemesh. The main purpose for the assembly is for all to be united as one, and that all their requests will be directed towards one goal, to reveal the Creator. And certainly, when there are more than 10, there surely is a greater revelation of the Shekhinah. And each and every one joins himself to his friend, and annul to him, and his friend to him, until all are the annulled. Hence, when this is the assembly's intention, then naturally, the Creator draws himself closer to them. And the good chassadim are revealed and drawn to the assembly of Israel. Passage number 6 from Likutei Chot. It is impossible to keep the Torah and Mitzvot without the Arvut, namely, when everyone becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of keeping the Torah is in Prinat HaRatzon, the will and unity. Hence, all who desire to accept upon themselves the Torah and Mitzvot must be included in the assembly of Israel as one big collective. Hence, when Israel received the Torah, they immediately became Aravim, one for the other, in order to be incorporated into one desire, so that they were all mutually accountable one for the other, since they were all equally important and as one. And precisely when each were responsible for the other, which is Prinat Achdut, unity, they were able to keep the Torah, and without this condition, it is impossible to keep the Torah in any way. Since the essence of Torah and love is in the will, when each is content with his friend, and there is no variance between them, since all are incorporated into one desire, and thus they are all able to be included in the upper will, which is the purpose of unity.
Of a network of laws.
It says in the introduction, it says in the book of Zohar, that all calamities come to the world only because of Israel, that they are the ones that cause all the destruction in the world. And from now on, it is only upon us to correct this deviation, and each one of us has to take upon himself to increase from this point on the internality of the Torah and to give it its worthy place